You're listening to SBS News.
The United States' longest war could be nearing an end after US representatives and Afghan Taliban delegates agreed on a framework for a peace deal. Zalmay Khalilzad, the US Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation, has confirmed that after 6 days of talks, an in-principle agreement has been reached. It's the clearest signal yet from the US that the talks are progressing, leading to hopes of a breakthrough in the 17-year conflict. Mr. Khalilzad says details of the deal still need to be agreed to, but it could lead to a full withdrawal of American troops in return for a ceasefire. Acting US Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says he's encouraged by the development.
I'd say really the takeaway right now, it's encouraging, and we'll let Secretary Pompeo and the ambassador be the spokespersons for that.
An anonymous US official says the US is committed to withdrawing foreign forces, but more negotiations will be needed on a ceasefire and its timing. The US says the Taliban had wanted a full withdrawal before a ceasefire, but the US maintains there can be no withdrawal without a ceasefire. 14,000 US troops are in Afghanistan as part of a NATO-led mission and a US counter-terrorism mission, while 8,000 troops from 38 other countries are also involved. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg insists foreign troops won't be ordered to leave until it's clear that the threat of terrorism no longer exists.
تعهد ما این است که صلح را تضمین میکنیم و جلو هر نوع فاجعه احتمالی و امپاشی را میگیریم. اما ارزش‌هایی وجود دارد که غیر قابل بحث است. مثلا وحدت ملی، حاکمیت ملی، تمامیت ارضی، دولت مرکزی.
The Taliban ruled Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001. While their rule ended when the US invaded in 2001 following the 9/11 attacks, the Taliban regrouped and remain a top insurgent force, controlling nearly half of the country. As part of the negotiations, the United States is seeking talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban, who have repeatedly refused to engage in such dialogue. In a televised address, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani renewed calls for an exchange while assuring his people that their rights will not be compromised in the name of peace with the Taliban.
Our commitment is to provide peace and to prevent any possible disaster. But there are values that are not disputable, such as national unity, national sovereignty, territorial integrity, and a strong central government.
A former US ambassador to Afghanistan, James Dobbins, says the deal is a sign that negotiations can begin, but he warns there are difficulties.
First, is the Taliban willing to talk to the Afghan government and stop fighting while they do it? Secondly, will the negotiations with the Afghan government succeed in reaching agreement on some new arrangements for governing Afghanistan? And thirdly, will that agreement be implemented? I don't think the U.S. can leave until all of that has been accomplished. And those are some pretty deep chasms to be bridged.
The U.S.-Taliban talks are due to resume in Qatar on the 25th of February. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.